New to Medicare? Start now. Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to learn about some of the top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including plans for $0 a month in plan premiums, low out-of-pocket costs, and expansive provider networks. If you're thinking about a Medicare Advantage plan, MyHealthPolicy.com is a great place to go to find a plan that meets your needs, learn more about your options, even talk with a licensed insurance agent. MyHealthPolicy.com. New to Medicare? Start now. Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to learn about some of the top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including plans for $0 a month in plan premiums, low out-of-pocket costs, and expansive provider networks. If you're thinking about a Medicare Advantage plan, MyHealthPolicy.com is a great place to go to find a plan that meets your needs, learn more about your options, even talk with a licensed insurance agent. MyHealthPolicy.com.
Boy, bitch, I'm in the mirror. Cause I got a swipe a whole win and got the jeer. Dope boy shit, yeah, my favorite spot to catch. Niggas be snitching to my bitch on a miss. He tryna fuck her in a Lexus, I'ma fuck her in a Wraith. I won't head on a jet, little bitch on date. Better get your nut first, bitch, this a race. I ain't fucking all night, bitches, money to be made. Real trap shit, bricks in the spot that I got. She'll fuck the bitch after. She showed me she a hun, I had to move up the ladder. Chanel purse, get it. I was down bad, bitch, let me flip the text. Now we in a mansion with a million in the mattress. You ever count a hundred while you ride the dick's babble? That's a rich nigga example.
Bro, niggas don't discern no puss. Bro, niggas don't discern no puss.
He's back. It's your boy.
Man, that was a dud right there. But anyways, man, how about you? Boy, let's get this back.
To make them cop me a burger just for reaching. Niggas ain't shit, treat them all like tricks. If you ain't trying to pay, then you got the wrong bitch. The only thing white is the lies that you telling. And you ain't moving work, there's dreams that you selling. If you really in the kitchen, pay a bitch tuition.
It's your boy, Triple B-L-A-C-K, a.k.a. the number one stunner, a.k.a. boss, a.k.a. three black hearses, a.k.a. Marcus Garvey, a.k.a. Malcolm X, a.k.a. Larry Hoover. You already know it is triple black bitch, all black bitch. I'm in the building. Anyways, man, we back. Hell nah, man. I'm broke as hell, and I don't deserve any pussy. Anyways, man, it's your boy, Triple Black. We back in the building, man. We back in the thing. We've been gone for a little bit, man, but I'm super bored, man. I had to come back on here and moisturize my thoughts. You already know what it is, man. We got the city girls in the back. You know what I'm saying? They giving these dudes right now that work, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, man, say I'm very hard on thoughts and shit like that, man. These are the quintessential thoughts. But anyways, man, they spitting lyrics, man. You know what I'm saying? They slapping you. And come on, man. Listen. Anyways, man, we got to call an ace of spade, man. You guys are real light out here, man. Hey, man, you got the women, you know what I'm saying, spitting a little bit harder than you guys, man. What's really good? What is really good right now, man? Anyways, man, I'm about to share this on Facebook, man. It's your boy, Triple Black, man. No Cupcake Zone Podcast. We in the fucking building, man. We in a building right now, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I don't even know, man. We about to go on Twitter. Hey, we doing it, man. We doing it fucking big right now. Anyways, man, 4th of July, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are standing on their hands and shit like that on 4th of July, man. Hey, I had to get this thing. I had to get this thing back, man. But anyways, man, what's your thoughts, man? I'm on live. Call in to the show. Show 239-821-5349. Who is worst? Karen or Keisha? Oh shit, man. This thing right here might get me banned off of Facebook. But anyways, man, we about to this show, man. Cause I saw the video today, man. No, it was yesterday. And you know, when I first saw the story and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? I thought you know, Karen was automatically guilty. But hey, I'm gonna bust a shot at myself. Yeah, cause that was very stupid. I deserve to get. And when I seen the video, man, look at Keisha. You should have got them hands put on you, bro. Seriously. You know what I'm saying? You were a real hood rat in that situation. Maybe she shouldn't have pulled the gun, but she should have definitely put hands on you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, anyways, man. Shout out to the Karens out there, man. I know you guys right now want to get everybody on a firing squad. You know what I'm saying? You guys busting shots at everybody. I know you've been quarantined, you know, for a long time. You haven't been able to come out there and get your, you know what I'm saying, your Karen on. You know what I'm saying? You haven't been able to see a lot of managers and shit like that because you haven't been going on a lot of places and shit like that. I know you've been required to wear a mask. You know what I'm saying? You guys gotta let Karen live their best life, man. You know what I'm saying? They gotta be able to control the situation, man. You feel me? You guys are hindering what they do best, is they complain and they call the police, man. That's what they do, man. I feel sorry for you guys, Karen, man. I understand, man. I understand, Karen. Karen. I know, Karen. I know it's hard. It's very hard out there for you guys. You know what I'm saying? You guys don't get to do what you guys normally do. And I know you're really frustrated, Karen. Karen. Oh, no. Karen, please don't cry. Karen. It's okay, Karen. Please, Karen. I don't know what to say to Karen. Karen, okay, we'll get you, man. I understand it's very hard, you know, to really, you know, act like, you know, normal human beings. You know, I understand that you have to be able to control everything. You have to be able to control the situation. You got to be able to tell people what to do. But I mean, I understand, like, you know, I get it, man. You know, I know your counterparts at home, you know, Ken and Brad and Chad. I understand, man. The government has restricted your rights. And I feel it for you. I understand that when you go into stores and stuff like that, and they're asking you to wear a mask. I get it. I understand that. Listen, I know you're supposed, you know, feminism is supposed to make you right at all times. It's a different world right now, Karen. I get it. It's not fair. I get it. It's not fair. I know. Keisha's annoying too. I understand that. But Karen, listen. We are human too. We are allowed to walk around neighborhoods. You know, if we pay to live in that neighborhood, we're allowed to fish. Karen, I understand, I get it, that your ancestors, you know, that came over from, you know, Europe, really, I understand, they're the boss, Karen. I get it, Karen. Karen, I understand your first husband was a jackass, but he paid you, Karen, to be able to. I understand your kids are grown and you don't have anybody to boss around, Karen. Karen, you can't teach forever. Karen, you're like 60. Go ahead and enjoy your life. I understand about beach parking. Everybody's not supposed to be able to go to the beach while you're there. I understand the litter. Karen, I get it, Karen, but it's a different world, Karen. Oh, Karen, I'm sorry. I know, Karen. I really understand. I get it. Alright. Okay, Karen. I got you. I understand, man. Anyways, man, that was very emotional right there. You know, for you guys, man, out there, stop calling them Karen, man. It's like the N-word said all over again. If I hear that word one more time, man, I'm going to, you know, get my machine gun and all that. Hey, listen, hey, the Karen, the word Karen should be treated like the N-word. What you laughing about? What you laughing? Hold on, the kid. Karen should be, whoa, that's not funny. That's not funny. Oh my God, bro. Yeah, man, they're making it hard out here for Karen and stuff like that, man. But anyways, man, I seen a video, man. Shout out to the hood rats, man. Shout out to the hood boogers, man. And the king of the hood boogers, man. Let's hear what he has to say, man. I'm going to call my homeboy Plies. Hey, Plies, man, we're going to check the temperature of these hood rats out here, man. What you got going on, man? What you got going on? What you got going on? Hey.
What is
it?
Do I look like a pussy to you?
What? Hold on. Who's talking
a bit right now? And you know, oh, okay, you that income tight check bite.
No. Hey, Plies. Hey, Plies. No, we're talking about Karen.
I'm not here for a bitch. He ain't start talking, bitch.
No, we're talking.
I don't criminal. No, he'll argue with me. But he fucking my bitch for 2 hours. I fucking bitch for 2 hours, bitch.
Man.
Bitch ain't nothing supposed to last no 2 hours, bitch.
I told nigga.
You, either you garbage or she garbage, bitch.
Nigga, I was asking you who is more wrong, Karen or Keisha, bro. That's all I want to do. I want to get your input because I know that you are very aligned with the hood rats and you know a lot of their thought process and stuff, man. So holler at your boy, man, because there was a thing that just happened, man, with Karen and Keisha. Keisha and Karen was arguing. I guess one of them bumped into each other, so Karen pulled a gun and got arrested. But it looked like, you know, Karen should have put hands on her, you know what I'm saying, and smacked her up. But she pulled a strap, but I think rightfully so, because she was being threatened. What you think about that, man? Don't go off on this dumb shit that you always be talking about, man. Come on, man.
I'm gonna quicken me a bit to death, bitch. Quick draw McGraw, man.
I'm leaving a little hoe high this morning, cracker bamming on the door. She come telling me, you can't leave right now because them people out there. Bitch, what people? I look out the motherfucking peephole, lift the furniture. I paid them people. Bitch, you ain't paid nobody, so you just gonna walk out. You think I'm gonna let you hold me hostage?
What?
You gotta work in the morning. You already know that. So don't you come hopping your half ass
to
the club tonight. Because if I get you by 10,
I
want to, but I gotta go to work in the morning.
God damn, well, I guess I got this nigga on the wrong day, man. But this nigga, man, shout out to Plies, man. He just going off right now, man. But damn, boy, I was trying to ask him about Karen and Keisha. You know, it's a real interesting topic, man. Facebook, man, holla at your boy. Call in, you know what I'm saying? We're doing the show on Karen and Keisha. I know you guys can't hear me. I'm about to go live on this bitch. But anyways, man, I saw, I saw the video again. But what I seen in the video told the whole story. I mean, to me, it told the whole story. It was a typical, probably, conversation. You know, you got the probably Karen that was probably acting a little entitled. You know, that's what they tend to do, man. You got to let Karen live her best life, man. You got to let Karen live her best life. I'm telling you, you have to. You know, it's this is America, man. You have to. She is your boss. You know what I'm saying? She was your teacher. She needs to be able to tell you what to do. So, you know what I'm saying? If you there won't be no problem if you just let Karen do what she does. But the only other potential person in the wild that Karen cannot intimidate is Keisha. And you guys know who I'm talking about. I know this can be very offensive. And, oh, you be like, oh, this is racist and stuff like that. But this is the neck snapping Keisha. That no matter what. And that's the thing about them two. The Karen and Keisha. No matter how wrong. It's like two bulls that lock horns. No matter how wrong either one of them are, they both are not going to submit. I wish I would have seen the whole thing. And the thing about that thing right there, it reminds me, it's like, hold on, let me see who. I know that the original Karen was supposed to be what's that lady's name from Kate Plus Eight. That's who it was. Kate Plus Eight. She was supposed to be the original Karen. But I actually don't think that she was the original Karen. I think the original Karen was Hillary Clinton. I think she was. Because she made a comment about, what do you call it, super predators. And, you know, basically saying that black men are super predators. So I think she might have been the original Karen. And, you know, she doesn't know. Because if you think about it, just think about the that type of person. You know, it's the soccer mom, the teacher, like your fifth grade or your first grade teacher. That's Karen. that's Karen. Like, for instance, think about it. You know, you when you were in middle school, elementary school, even high school, you might have been a little bit rambunctious. But the moment that you got out of line, you know, the YRD was probably, you know, getting called. You know, it was probably like, you know, something very simple, or whatever. But it just seemed like, you know, they were quick to quick trigger. And then when, you know, they'll, you know, provoke you or whatever. And when shit goes down, they'll, you know, they get the innocent, they play victim real fast. That is the typical Karen. But the Keisha, you know, the Keisha, and I'm sorry, man, shout out to, you know, the girl named Keisha's out there. But I mean, I'm not talking about all Keishas, but I'm talking about, you guys get the picture. It's like the Karen equivalent. The neck snapping, the in your business for no goddamn reason, person, very aggressive, trying to tell you what the fuck to do. The one that's not taking no for a fucking answer. Usually got a whole bunch of fucking kids, you know, in the fucking car, and they want to speak to your fucking manager. Better can speak. They a lot of them are not very articulate, so they get fucking mad and they think that they can run shit. You know what I'm fucking talking about. And if somebody would give me a call on the podcast and tell me who is worse, the Karen or the Keisha, and that is something that I really, really want to know. I'm about to get the fuck off here. But anyways, man, let me see if I can get anybody to make a comment on here. I'm very fucking bored right now. Let's see if I can get somebody. Let me see if I get Soul Traveler. Usually, you know, he'll fucking call. Like, I don't know. I gotta get somebody to make a comment on this whole phenomenon on this podcast. But anyway, let's see if I can get a person. We're gonna make a phone call. Like real quick. Nobody wants to talk in the show. Let's see. Oh man, I'm gonna call my boy. Let's see if he'll make a comment. I doubt it because he's a politically correct person. We're gonna put him anonymous. But anyways, man. Oh no, that didn't work right there. Oh shit. Anyways, man. I think, I don't know, I think that's a very interesting and hard question to really decipher. And I want to, you know, actually, I know the perfect person to call, he'll probably answer the phone, and we'll see, we'll get his opinion. I'll leave his name anonymous. No Cupcakes on Podcast. You already know what it is, man. Holla at your boy. Anyways, man, we're going to make a phone call right now to see. Yo, bro. Hey, disclaimer, I'm not going to say your name, but man, you on live on No Cupcake Zone. I'm just trying to figure. I had a question, you know, for a lot of the people out there. And, you know, you've been on this podcast before, and I'm not going to disclose your name because this is a little bit of a controversial question, and I know you'll answer the question. But anyways, man, we on our on thing. Who do you think is worse to deal with? And any black man has had to deal with one of these in their lifetime, and it's the Karen and her equivalent, which we're gonna call Keisha. You know, shout out to, you know, all the girls named Keisha. I'm just saying, usually the equivalent to Karen is probably Keisha. You know, the neck snapping hood rat. Yeah. That's right.
Oh, you say Karen equivalent.
Karen and her equivalent, you know, Keisha. You know, yeah. Who you think is worse to deal with?
Karen or Keisha?
Yeah. Right.
I think they expect more out of us, especially if you're being a black man. They expect more out of a black man. I think the standards are a little bit higher for Keisha.
The standards? Okay.
Like their standards and how they want to be treated or how they used to be treated. Like, you can say, because a lot of Keisha's go after the ballers.
No, I'm talking about in a tight situation. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me speak to your manager when they get mad. Who is more like dangerous to get more upset, the Keisha or the Karen?
It's different ways though. The Keisha will get upset real quick, and you know, just jump at the whoever it is that they get upset about. The Karen will take it to the next level. I think Karen is worse. I think Karen will go beyond you and go to that next level, like just show your whole life and shit.
Oh yeah. She's the one that calls HR on your ass to get you fucking fired.
They will go beyond. They will call the union. They'll go everywhere. I think the Karen's work.
Hey, but have you seen that new video that they have circulating where Karen got arrested, but Keisha was dead wrong on that one. Where Karen pulled a gun on her. I think that was, I mean, Karen did probably the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Because she was.
Karen pulled a gun on Keisha?
Right.
I mean, that's usually how it is, though. Because the Karen's always going to have a big mouth, but they can't.
Right, but what?
They can't jump out there.
What happened was Karen, I guess, bumped into her daughter, and she was defending her daughter, or her daughter bumped into her. Karen apologized, but Keisha wouldn't let it go. So Keisha was threatening to whoop her white ass and everything like that. So Karen went into the store. He's like, you're going to beat my ass. Hey, I'm going to get the heater for your ass. And then we're going to, hey, you know what I'm saying? We want to see if you want to keep that same energy. And came, and she wasn't trying to keep that same energy. So, you know, if I'm with my parent, I mean, like, if I'm with my family or whatever, and somebody threatened to whoop my ass and I got the heater on me, hey, you best believe I'm going to defend myself, right or wrong.
Right. Tell me about that life to see what you can do with that. If you got that thing on, you got to know what your level is. If you're willing to go to that next step.
Right. Well, you know, Karen was kind of wrong. If you're going to pull the strap, you might as well go ahead and use it. Because, I mean.
That's what got Keisha even hated more.
Right.
If she would have just kept on talking without pulling it, they probably would have stayed, you know, wherever it's at. But if once she pulled it, her car and
saying, oh, bitch, you pulled it,
what you ain't gonna do nothing. Now she's gonna
get hit harder. You know, I think that's what she used Keisha for. Yeah.
Knowing that
she ain't had the nerve to pull it, but then come down to it, you ain't gonna do nothing with it. So now, it gets Keisha involved.
Yeah.
Hey, but. Yeah, I understand that, but I just. The thing about it is, one thing I know about Karens, like you said, Karens. Always kind of, you know what, the thing you don't want is Karens across this country to band together. And one thing about white folks, and I know one thing, they do not take L's lightly.
Nah. If they band together, all right, you got a disaster in your head. They come together, oh shit. You get a bunch of Keishas, but you won't approve it to a bunch of Karens come together.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They don't. And the thing, this is the dangerous part of it. I seen that the Karens are banding together to kind of weaponize the word Karen and make it on the same level as the N-word. Basically, like, there's going to be a consequence to calling white women Karen, and it's going to happen. I think that's going to be more detrimental to us, because Karen is going to be able to use her aggressiveness, weaponize her aggressiveness, and if you call her a Karen, there will be consequences, because I think the word Karen, they're going to try to make twice as lethal as the word nigga. No, seriously, you didn't see that? No, they did. They're saying that Karen is not only sexist, it's also racist towards white women, and they're trying to get that word eliminated. I've seen an article. Maybe I read too much, but anyways, man, I see that the Karens are striking back. They're trying to eliminate the word Karen, make it offensive. It's almost like a slur. Like on YouTube now, if you use the word Karen, they may demonetize your podcast or your video. Yeah, Karen is a thing, because people are making video, because there's wild Karen, because you got to think about it, it's quarantine, so you have a whole bunch of old white women that haven't been able to go to stores and ask for the manager and complain and dominate things, so... No, they said that they made it from you remember that one lady that had the 8 kids, Karen.
Yeah.
She used to have like meltdowns on people. Like she used to always yell at people, and you know she was notorious for being a bitch to everybody when she didn't get her way. Yeah. But anyways, man, before I let you go, man, And you always have some interesting, you know, comments on stuff, man. What do you think about this whole Will and Jada situation? To me, I already know what it is. It's a situation to where a guy, a rich dude with a lot of assets, it's cheaper to keep her. I want to kind of do my, like, you know, it's cheaper to keep her. You know, it's his brand, his money and all that. It's cheaper to keep her around and kind of just, like, you know, pretend like things are done. Because the thing is if, you know, dudes don't really, I mean, there might be dudes that like to share. I mean, that, to me, that's kind of weird, but I don't really see, like, a dude really, like, being, hey, woman, let's have an open relationship and let me be okay with it. Nah, I think that might have been a thing to where his wife came to it, and then he pretty much said, you know what, me lose everything or just comply with what she wants to do and keep it pushing. What do you think about out that stuff? No, I'm just saying he can keep that image, because the thing about it is I think it's like Jada wanted to be out in the streets, you know, and he, because how many dudes, you know, and you know what, to each their own, to be like, if they woman came to him and say, hey, you know what, I want to go back, I want to experiment, I want to be with different men. How many dudes you'd be like, oh yeah, that's okay, that sounds like fun, let's go ahead and do this. Right.
If you bring that point into a band, everybody's forgetting about the dude that actually broke the story.
Right.
I think he's wrong as shit for doing that.
No, he's definitely wrong for doing that. I mean, that's just a 22-year-old that got some old pussy that really sprung his ass. That, I mean, that's normal. But
he participated.
Right. Yeah, I know. I mean, but the dude is 22 years old, though. You got to put that. He was 22 when he messed with her. Yeah, you know, he got some cougar pussy, and the cougar pussy, you know, got him acting crazy. You feel me?
I think, why do you don't think they just probably dismissed him as a couple? Like,
right.
Hey, they broke up with him, so he's hard. He's hurt.
Right.
I think it's all about a hurt. He's hurt. So, he's, you know what? I'm going to have to go ahead and get even with y'all. Let me go ahead and, first of all, his team picked the wrong time to do this shit. I mean, they picked the right time if they want to do it, but don't do it to release your album.
Right.
Talk about it on your album. You know what I'm saying? Do some song that makes people think that, like, she talking about it, he talking about this and that. And then that would just want people to go out and listen to your music more. I think she should have done it in a different way, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of like into it.
I mean, the thing about it is I always thought the Smiths, or, you know, Will and Jada, you know, people even reference their relationship as the prototypical black relationship. You know, people kind of looked up to them. But, you know what I'm saying, people are human and stuff like that. But let me ask you this. You know, this might make a lot of men uncomfortable. But let's just say, I know men are going to do what they do. I mean, we're naturally like how we are. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, it, 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 you know, just because we out in the streets doesn't mean that we won't fall in love or whatever. You know, or whatever. Let's just leave the men out of here. Is Jada Pinkett proof that she will always belong to the streets? You know what, man? Hey, listen. I know I'm going to bust a couple shots, you know, and this is a very uncomfortable thing. And I understand I get accused of being probably a sexist or a thing. Because the thing about it is like with men, it's a little bit different, though. We can go out there and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, no emotions or whatever. We can just keep it pushing. For me, a woman... That kind of does. I mean, I don't really believe I can't think a woman can have a whole relationship other than, I know sex is one thing, but when a woman has a whole relationship out of her main relationship, that right there is something different. You know, to me, it's something different. You know, because I don't believe a woman can give her whole self to multiple people. She can probably give her whole self to one person, but if she's giving her whole self to multiple people, isn't that evidence that it's not, you know how they mainly say that, you know, she's never yours, it's just your churn, or, you know, she belongs to the street, like Future would be saying. Isn't that proof, though?
Mm-hmm. So where a woman can live up with a dude and do the same thing we do.
Right.
I see what you're saying is like it takes a lot more for a woman to do what we do because they'll receive they'll open their legs to have somebody come in.
Right.
Well, us we just go in there to do what we do with folks. But it's getting to a point now. Look how I mean from when let's say when you were 15 compared to the shit you see now, that how the world has changed to where club now is a strip club. A regular club is not going to be jumping at the strip club. Right. You know, but straight females at the strip club, but that's the spot to be at. That doesn't mean they're gay. That doesn't mean they're okay. That doesn't mean they're trying to get out. There's no that's where it's bad. They're female come and come up with
them, bam, bam,
do whatever they want to,
because
that's the
pleasure.
It's open now. Women, the world has changed, bro. Too much.
Yeah, no, I get that.
I think they call it.
No, I get that, but I'm just saying, moving forward, you know, if you're not in a relationship, a long-term relationship right now, can you just assume that what they say, like, you know, for a woman, like a lot of, you know, old players that say that, it's just like, bro, she will never be yours, it's just your churn. Is that a true statement?
Yeah, it's still like that, it's still true.
It is.
But I really do think it works for both groups.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I see a lot of dudes right now got too much female tendency, so it can work both ways. But you'll be right, though. She ain't yours. It's just the next person's time. But she will come back to you if that's the case. If she's really in love with you, she's going to find her way back to you. And you'll find her way back to her.
Right.
That's the case, maybe. It's just people tend to disagree and do crazy shit of emotion.
Right.
Emotion is crazy now, man. I bet you're going to fuck your best friend just because she had you up for emotion.
Right. No, that's crazy. No, that's crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's like with Jada, you know, she's like an old cougar and shit like that. You know, so she got hellified game. But you know what I'm saying? It's like when you think back, I'm not saying it didn't happen to me, but you know how many dudes probably finding out, like, you know, later in life, you know, that dude that's supposed to be your uncle or that family friend was really your mama's side dude?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh? Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Look at the dynamics about, you see your grandma, she had like three baby daddies. And you look at it like, damn, my grandma had three baby daddies. She had two kids with him, three kids with him. You gotta look at all that. I'm not saying that. And then to you, she's the saint. So that's your grandmother. That's your aunt. That's
right.
She's the saint. But at one time, you were your age. You're living in this world. We're going through the same shit we're going through.
Yeah, it is funny. It's crazy funny. You know, yeah. And the thing about it is like and yeah, you tend to forget that. I mean, like
all you see is the
same. Oh yeah. Right.
But all reality, everybody goes through life like that. So somebody has somebody who had a situation or a past that they're not proud of. It's just growing up and understanding it and setting yourself out that.
No, I get that fully, man. Just like, you know, that like I was saying, man, imagine how big, I mean, hard of a pill is to swallow, right? You sitting there. Like, you know, this dude you thought that was probably your family friend, you know, he just came around every day. And then, like, the older you got, the more you're like, damn, I look a lot like this guy. And then you end up finding out that was your daddy. That shit, and the crazy part about it, that shit happens. That shit crazy. And... You're right. That's crazy. You know, it's just a crazy phenomenon. But the thing about the Will and Jada situation is like, I saw that people were really going in on them. And the only thing that's sad about it is like, with, you know, black people in general, it seems like we never protect like our celebrities or our own. Like, for instance, like a Trumper or the white people will go in the paint for their people. They'll like, you know, even Donald Trump, though, he got three baby mamas, I don't know how many mistresses and all that, but they protect his ass like for whatever. But hey, listen, if you black and you well known or whatever, not only they gonna get you, we gonna get you even worse. What is up with that? Right.
That's all the guy though. Yeah, that nigga, he won that special anyway. He still do shit out there. And, you know, they were still saying, well, I love so-and-so, but that nigga fucked up, or he this and that. It's just, I don't know, I really can't tell you why black people do that. React to just, it's that same crap in the bucket mentality. Man. Let's bring him down to our house. He ain't as perfect as he thought it was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I think that happened years ago when they set us up. Like that. I don't know. I can't explain that one, bro.
Yeah,
but
man.
We do that to each other, though. We do that. But you know what it is, too? It's just like how we get around each other, a bunch of friends, and we start cracking jokes.
Right.
Snapping on each other. I think it's the same time we said, like, yeah, nigga, you ain't that special enough to get snapped on.
Right.
Because you're Denzel Washington, you do something, I'm not going to sit there and not go on for you. I think we just have that mentality. Everybody's open.
Yeah.
Comes out of that. Everybody look for white people, they have a certain thing about them. It's like, oh no, Donald Trump, I can't say too much. They'll say a little something, but they won't say as much as they want to say. They won't speak their mind as much as the black person.
Oh no. They're not, they protect Donald Trump like, you know what I'm saying, like it's their child and shit like that, man. But anyways, man, last question, I ain't got too many other callers to talk about, but let's, just wanted to touch on sports real quick, man. I had a discussion, I saw that you posted something kind of similar, but the thing, to me, it's kind of head scratching. Taysom Hill, you know, people want to make it about race, but when you think about it, there's a lot of validity to some of the stuff like that, because you think about it, you got Chase Daniels, right? Never started, never is going to be a starter. You got Taysom Hill, and you mean to tell me a former NFL MVP and a person that just led the league in passing yards, regardless of interceptions, can't score a bigger contract than them two?
No.
Yeah.
They're going to try you, bro. I think the white man just tried him and just went out there, threw it out there, and he took the bait. He needs to have a representative like LeBron James. I think LeBron needs to school that man a lot of knowledge about his agent need to be shot. I think. Cam, or whatever, you trying to prove yourself and all that, fuck that. You deserve it at least 12 to 15 mil off top.
Yeah, what about Winston? Like, for instance, you'll have like a dude like Nathan Peterman, Ryan Fitzpatrick, like just perennial scrubs. They're getting contracts bigger than them. I mean, what is the explanation? Like, it just, I understand it'd be like, oh, it's not about race, but it has to be, huh? Right. That shit crazy, man. That shit is crazy. Yeah. No, I think his minimum was it 500,000. That was it. That's the only thing he's guaranteed. No, it's a incentive laden contract. No, I don't think it's if he matches out all of his bonuses, it's worth $7.5 million. So if he took him to the Super Bowl, he would get paid less than Tony Romo, who is not playing right now. And Tony Romo is getting paid like three times as much as he is, almost. Right.
The bus, look at Russell. He made all that money. And nobody's really saying, all they can say about him, well, he was a bust. But he did come up.
Right.
He had a lot of money on that deal. So Cam ain't got no excuse. Cam ain't got no excuse. I don't feel bad for him. Because he could have signed to somebody else and got a real good deal.
Yeah, but he, you know. I think that was the only deal that was on the table. And that, to me, it doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, he was blackballed from the beginning. From the beginning of the whole conversation, and that was the racist.
Yeah.
So they're not getting out one other offer in the Patriot, and then to turn around and get that deal.
Nope.
And the cause is already laid out already.
You didn't get no other offers, I heard.
Yeah, the cause is already laid out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's head scratching, man. But you know, hey, They're the only ticket in town right now. Well, they're not even in town, so what are you going to do?
It's very disrespectful.
Oh, it's beyond disrespectful.
And what are they going to give him? What does he have right now?
Besides Sunday,
a running game and a decent defense, but he has no receivers.
Nope. But he will be expected to win. There's not going to be any like ramp up period. He's going to be expected to win right away because that's just the standard that they're going to set for him. I mean, it's ridiculous, but you know, it is what it is.
I think he's gonna have a winning record. I really do think Patriots are gonna win, but not like I don't think they're gonna go deep into the playoffs. I mean, I don't know, but I do think they're gonna win. They're gonna have a winning record,
right? Yeah, man, but
I don't like the contract at all. I had a friend of mine that's a Patriots fan called. He's like, yeah, man, you see the deal? And this is like, dude, he's like, oh, I was explaining it to him. He's like, nah, man, that's just great. A great business move. And I told him, yeah, it was a great business move on Belichick's part. But on Cam's part, it's the worst shit he ever did.
Oh, yeah. Horrible. Oh yeah, no. I think it was a great move from a team perspective. But I really don't like. I don't know. It just didn't sit well with me that the standard for him is like that compared to. I mean, I can see if it was, you know, a Jamarcus Russell or somebody like that trying to get a chance, like, you know, straight up bust. But a number one overall pick. A former league MVP, you know, someone that's showed on a consistent basis that they can win. It's kind of crazy to me that he's having to sign a bottom of the basement deal.
Okay, how would you have felt if they did that to Winston?
They did basically do that to Winston.
How much did Winston get?
He only got $1 million. I think it, no. I mean, I still would have been insulted too. I think that's. It's a slap in the face. Is an insult. You know. I think it would have made more sense. Yeah. I would have saw that because I think it would have been an opportunity for Jameis Winston to kind of, you know, rebuild his reputation. But if you think about it. When has Cam really had like a season to where you'd be like, oh man, this guy's garbage? Like, he hasn't. I don't think Cam is in the same, like, I don't think you put the same stigma on him. It's like, for instance, I mean, they're putting the stigma of him being injured, but Tunga Vailoa just almost had a career ending injury, and they just signed him, you know, they just drafted him. Fifth overall. I mean, that whole injury thing, I think it's just a cop out. I just think it's an excuse because there's plenty of quarterback. I mean, Peyton Manning was signed to Denver, and Peyton Manning, you remember he was out for that whole year? They didn't know if Peyton Manning would ever be the same player that he ever been before. He had almost a neck injury that could have ended his career. I mean, there's been plenty of quarterbacks that even came out of ACL surgery that they've traded. And, you know, with ACL, I mean, back when you didn't know if ACL, I mean, if you'll ever be the same as an injury thing, I think there's something about, I don't know if it's political, I don't know, it's just something about Cam, and I think maybe his brashness, But I think the racial aspect does have a lot to do with it. I think if he was like more of a quiet, you know, personality, you know, yes or no sir type personality, I think it would be different. And I think that he's more defiant. I think that definitely affects him overall. Bridgewater. Yeah, if he was more subservient sounding, you know, more like, ah, I'm going to put my head down and not, you know, make waves and things like that. And, you know.
But you look at history, though, they never like a brash talking. You don't like no brash,
right.
Brash talking. Or, I mean, the only person I've seen that did that and really stuck it to him was somebody like Deion Sanders or, you know, Champ Bailey or somebody like that. You know, that really brash about what they did and they went out in the football field. Now, when you were quarterback, to the magnitude of what the fans are supposed to say, I think the whole thing started after that Super Bowl.
And right.
After that Super Bowl, they just had this thing about him. They put that thing on him like, man, you know what? He upset a lot of people, bro.
Oh, yeah, he did. I mean, I know, but I mean, but the thing about it is I mean, the optics of it was the biggest problem. I think it was bad optics, because if you tell me, if you like somebody that's supposed to be as competitive, I'm using air quotes, as a Tom Brady or a Peyton Manning loses a Super Bowl. Come on, man. You know, there wasn't on camera. You really think that they would be saying kumbaya and be like, oh, yeah, you really think Tom Brady is taking a loss in stride? No, it was just on camera. I mean, he was an easy person because he was dabbing and doing all that type of stuff to kind of paint a bad picture around. I mean, he was an easy target. Right. Right.
Toward the end, the way he ended, and for him to do all the talking, he was to go out to the. I think all that kind of stuff is a slap in the face.
Right.
And then to come back the following year, he got hurt the following year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was just a conspiracy, bro. I they can't expand that contract. They can't expand that contract.
Nah.
That's why I said if you would have been a Winston that went over there and they gave him $1 million, they could sit there and be like, you know what? He did go, 30 interceptions, and we're not too sure. He in the league every.
Mm-hmm.
Give you $1 million, and you prove to us that you can actually throw more touchdowns than interceptions.
Right.
I'm a wasted fan. You know that. I'm a wasted fan. But that's what I'm saying. If you switch and have him play over there and have Campbell over there, it would have been a whole different dynamic. Because I just want all that, though. I mean, you say, you know what? It's a bullshit contract compared to, you know, Daniels and all those. They tried, but at the end of the day,
right. No, I mean, to me, that one, I think that situation is a great situation that he's in right now. I mean, he can kind of learn, you know, from Drew Brees, you know, if Drew Brees is still out there. I don't know. After the comments that he made, man, I don't know. But anyways, you know, one of the things about, I mean, to Winston's defense, that offense that he was in is a high risk offense. So a lot of those throws, they had to be there. And the thing about it is Bruce Arian. I almost think that they were done with Winston. And I think that Bruce, it seems like he was throwing down the, I mean, he was really, I watched a Buccaneers game, and damn near every throw, he was chucking that bitch down the fucking field. All the way down that bitch, like trying to hit a home run every single time. And I'm like thinking to myself, if you got a quarterback, you know, Byron Leftwich also was a first year offensive coordinator. if you have a quarterback that you know one of his, you know, one of his weak links is his decision making, especially throwing the football up for grabs. It's like, why are you trying to stretch the field so much? You would think that you would, you know, would throw more intermediate passes, more short passes to kind of get, you know, instead of just chucking the ball downfield every single time. I know you got Mike Evans, but it's pretty easy to sit back there, you know, if you know a long bomb is coming pretty much every damn play when you pass. Right.
They only had a set. I hear y'all just got last year, my trouble, all out.
Right.
They do. They want to protect number one.
Right. You're right. You know, and I think that him and going to New Orleans is probably the biggest blessing he probably had in his career, because if you look at how New Orleans even used Teddy Bridgewater, they crafted an offense that, you know, played to his strengths. They know he wasn't a throw down the field kind of guy. And I think if a coach really does that with Winston, I think that they really, because from a football IQ standpoint, if you ask anybody, he's really, you know, well versed in it, because, you know, he's just a smart quarterback. But the thing is in plays he does make dumb decisions. But I think if you take those ability to make the dumb decisions away from him, I think you have a pretty solid quarterback. Yeah. I'm just saying.
But what they're saying right now, he's supposed to have had laser and get eye surgery or something to correct whatever problems he might have had. So they say he had a lot of blurred vision. It's just for the
state. Right, right.
So, I mean, maybe that can help out. But you're right, though. He wasn't. They shouldn't have him chucked out. They shouldn't have him chucked the ball out. I feel like it's a match.
Right. Yeah, but you also got to understand too. Sean Payton going to New Orleans is a massive for like play caller. He's also a great game planner, because look how, if you look at with the Saints offenses, if you always watch the Saints, they always have a bunch of moving parts. They always have, you know, players that they carve out a role that's really dominant, you know, like Alvin Kamara, you know, him and, you know, he shared the ball with Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram had his whole role, and Kamara had their own role. Taysom Hill even, you know, and, you know, it's, he just seems to get something special out of different players. And then when they go somewhere else, you don't really see them do the same thing. He's, you know, it's, I don't know. He just has an ability to do that. You know, I mean, granted, you know, Ingram had a pretty good year, but I mean, I doubt if he would have went to any other team, he probably could have did that. But I think if, like, you know, for somebody like Kamara, I mean, he came out of nowhere, and, you know, they use him awesome. I mean, they use him great, you know, but I don't know if he could do the same thing in other teams, but, you know, who knows? Yeah.
I mean, I seen a little glass of him in college, and I'm like, damn, this guy's smooth. I like the way he runs the ball. I can just see it. But you wouldn't think about he would be the kind of guy he is now.
Right.
Because of the offense.
Oh, absolutely, man.
If you put him in, let me see what offense that's crazy. Man, what's the offense that's like typical old school offense for the Chicago Bears?
Old school offense, like the Titans. Titans. No, yeah, San Francisco or the Titans.
Oh, Titans. Titans are old school. I don't think the Titans will fit like a coming
up. Nah.
I don't think the Giants will fit like a coming
up. Mm-mm. Right. Right. Taysom Hill.
Yeah, he touches the ball. He's fighting the game. At least, you know what I'm saying? You got signed up. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens this shit. I'm not, you know, I'm talking shit about the NFL, but I'm also want to see some football.
Who I got in the Super Bowl this year? You know what? I think the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are going to make another run. I just think when I saw the Super Bowl, there's something special about Mahomes. I mean, I think there's something extra special about him. I think that he kind of reminds me of Aaron Rodgers with Peyton Manning accuracy. Not accuracy, but like it's like a combination. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, like, you know, because of his arms and stuff like that, but his running ability is good, but it's not like great. But I just think he's like a total package. Like, you know, he has the I think it's on him. I think it's mostly on him. I mean, there's certain quarterbacks that I've seen in the past, like Aaron Rodgers, that will defy a system. I do think that Andy Reid puts him in position to maximize his abilities. I won't get that wrong. I think Andy Reid is that. But now, if he was in a different system, to where, like, well, you know what? Let me take that back. If he was in a system like Baltimore, where they're asking him to do the same thing that Lamar Jackson does, I don't think he would be as successful. I don't think he can do that. Huh?
I don't think
that's him. No, that's not him. But a conventional... Yeah, but conventional...
Lamar Jackson, what he does in Kansas City.
Right. But, like, if you put him on Tampa last year... I think, you know, with his accuracy, I think I think that would be a great offense. I think he would succeed in that offense. You know, I think if you put him in San Francisco, which Andy Reid, I mean, he runs a similar version of the West Coast offense. But I think any type of offense besides like a, you know, heavy run offense, I think he would succeed. I just think he has a juice. He kind of reminds me of, like, Joe Montana. You remember how, like Joe Montana in the past, like, you know, when we were kids and stuff like that, he was just cool. Like, cool Joe. Like, you just know Joe Montana was going to get you. You know?
He can't do it wrong. Even if he does do it wrong, he's going to get something special after that.
Nah, if you look at, like, Joe Montana, the only thing that really messed him up, I mean, playing, was injuries. He got, if you guys remember, Joe Montana got hit. He got injured a lot. That's why you had all these backup quarterbacks, huh?
The Giants, boy.
Oh, yeah, he got injured a lot. But when Joe Montana, when Joe Montana was in the game, I mean, there was very few quarterbacks the only other person that I would think that used to play flawless games like him would be like Peyton Manning. Like, Peyton Manning used to have some fucking flawless games where you'd be like, man, he used to gut the shit out of people. You know? Like... Yeah, I mean, he wasn't always flawless, but when he was on, dog, he would just gut you. And I've never seen Tom Brady gut a team. I always seen Tom Brady kind of, like, do mediocre. And, you know, towards the end when it counted, that's when he kind of gets you. You know, he had that special team. But, Joe Montana, I mean, he seemed like he was always on. Like, you know, if you watch his games and stuff like that, it was incredible, kind of. In Patrick Mahomes is kind of like that too. I mean, I really, when I was watching Patrick Mahomes, have you really seen him have like a real fucked up, dumb, stupid game, like where he was just awful? Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've never had him under 300 yards. I've never had him throwing less than two touchdowns.
Nah, I mean...
That's how I'm set up for this guy.
Oh, absolutely. He definitely proved that. You know, I saw somebody put something very interesting, and I know you probably have something to say that because you're a Florida State Deion fan and everything like that, which. You know what? I mean, people might say this is blasphemy, but you also got to take it in context. They had a thing like where it said Deion versus Tyreek Hill, and if you put it in context today, who wins that battle? I would say Tyreek Hill. I mean, with no help, I think Tyreek Hill would win that battle in today's rules. Prime. I would say 49ers when he went to the 49ers that year. Well, yeah, you know that's a great question. If he's lining up outside. I mean, Deion will eat his lunch all day long. I mean, there's nothing. But if he's in a slot, that's... Huh? Right. Yeah, he's cat quick. Well, what I'm saying is you can't touch him now. You can't. You really can't touch him. And I think...
Right.
Right. Yeah. No, on the outside, he definitely can negate any speed factor on there because he can get up on them on the line. But if he plays off the line, that's hard to. I mean, that's the thing about Tyreek Hill is like that's what makes him so dangerous. So he's so quick, but you can move him around. You can move him around and create mismatches and stuff like that. That's the thing, but. Yeah, I mean, I just thought that was interesting being a Florida State fan, which you are, so. Oh yeah, he's definitely quick as hell.
If it's the rules now, you can't touch him and shit, you can't stop a guy with that much quickness off the line. You can't.
Mm-mm.
If you got a great quarterback, come on, quick snap, boom.
Done. Hey, man, but thank you so much, man, for coming on the show, man. Hey, we chopped it up, man. I just had one question, and we chopped it up for, like, damn near 30 minutes, man. Damn near an hour, man. But anyway.
And I'm at the dog track right now.
Oh, for real. All right, man. Anyways, man. Hey, man, thank you so much, man, for your input on the show, man. I got to, hey. I always know that you're a reliable call, so you know what I'm saying? So don't be surprised if I call you back again. No doubt, man. Stay safe out there, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No doubt, man. Yeah. Yeah, man, that's my boy Pyro, man. You know, frequent guest on the show when I used to be on this show podcasting. You already know it's in your grill. Hey, anyways, man, shout out to your boy. Shout out to Facebook, man. Shout out to everybody out here living that life. Hey, shout out to Karen. Shout out to everybody. Hey, anyways, man, check out No K Zone Podcast, man. We always in your grill, man. You know what I'm saying? We always doing our thing. Anyways, I'm posting on Facebook. Yeah. Karen versus Keisha. Which one is more difficult to deal with? Which one is more dangerous? Anyways, man, y'all don't kill me, man. Y'all don't kill me, bro. Y'all don't fucking kill me. Because I understand that, you know, somebody's going to get triggered when they listen to this video. They're going to get triggered. You know what I'm saying? I will bust a shot at your ass. You know what I'm saying? You come for me. Hey, this is what you're going to get. This is what you're going to get right here. I ain't scared of none of you niggas. If you start crying. Hey, listen. Hey, you better not cry. You better not cry. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Hey, with all that mansplaining and stuff like that, y'all better not cry. Okay, because you already know. You know, I'm in the paint always. Feel me, man? But anyways, man, check out my show, No Cupcake Zone, man. I need about 300 subscribers to get to 4,000 on YouTube. You hear me? Anyways, man, shout out to Karen, shout out to Keisha, man, shout out to Ken, shout out to all you guys, man. Keep fighting that fight. You hear me? I'll let you, boy.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.
Total Wine & More announces points with a purpose. Now through September 13th, collect 5x points on wines and spirits. Points earned equals a matching donation to local charities. Up to $2 million in total. Shop with us today or visit TotalWine.com. Terms and conditions apply.